Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
David, obviously there were some tough questions coming your way regarding Ruthie's Law and whether or not your department has the ability to enforce it. The law says you do. It clearly says that you have the ability to enforce these laws, but you're saying here you can't.
I never said that I can't or I won't. I said that I want to develop the list of the nursing homes that have flat out refused to comply with Ruthie's Law. And then at that point, I'm going to go forward in conjunction with the county attorney and move forward with the enforcement.
But I was looking through the Erie County website as you were in your conversation with the legislature today, mm-hmm. and there are multiple nursing homes, such as Elderwood, like you had mentioned today, mm-hmm. that haven't done any of the reports since it has come out. You can clearly tell they are not following Ruthie's Law. How come there haven't been any fines against them?
Well, you got to remember, I've only been in this position since May, so I don't think you could hold me accountable for what happened previously. But again, I've told you my plan on going forward. I've explained that to the legislature. What we've been doing so far has been working. Increased reporting has come. And the most common reason why people haven't been reporting is employee turnover. So I'm expecting that compliance will continue to increase. And once we develop that list of nursing homes that just basically tell me, no, I'm not going to do it, we're going to move forward. We're going to play hardball. And they're going to have to answer for that.
The last reporting period was from January until May, and then it goes after that from June until December.
That's correct.
When does the next one get posted? When do we find out which nursing homes have been filling out the report? Because here we are in January.
Well, Ruthie's Law gives them till the end of the month following the reporting period. So my intention is the week of February 3rd, we are going to start posting that next column that you're referring to. And there have been some coming in already. I'm reading them as they come in, and it's been good to seeing them report.
Have you been already in talks with the county attorney to find out if this law, frankly, is constitutional and if you can enforce?
I haven't had a chance to sit down with him directly, but I am looking forward to doing that.
Could anything that the nursing homes report directly to you, is there anything that you guys couldn't easily find maybe in the state health department and their data? They also require some reporting. I mean, is it possible you guys could take an alternative route and look at state health department data to get some of this information?
Do we have the state health department release that to us?
Do we have one? They have their own website. Or is that what you're alluding to, that we could probably look at?
Their own mm-hmm. data on those types of incidents. Possible way to circumvent this would be to go to the state health department and get the data they've collected in order to get this.
I think that their data is pretty client-specific, whereas Dave mentioned we don't require HIPAA information. I'm not sure how easy that would be to get data from the state if it had HIPAA-sensitive information.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the health department requires a little bit more in-depth reporting than we do.
Is there anything more that the legislature can do to try to benefit you and your department when it comes to Ruthie's Law?
Well, I think at this point, I think we need to see the enforcement process through. And then once we identify any barriers, then we could work collectively to overcome them.
And just, the nursing homes, they bring up this part of New York State public health law that says counties can't make regulations for hospitals and nursing homes. Is the worry maybe that, if they were to be fined, that, they would have a pretty good argument to say this law isn't enforceable because of that superseding state law?
Well, that is the opinion of an attorney that represents certain people in this field. I don't agree with his opinion, and obviously a majority of the nursing homes in Erie County don't agree with that opinion either.
And just one other thing, when we do get the latest compliance data February 3rd. I mean, is the expectation that compliance will be better than it has been since, the issue has been talked about a little bit more? Are we expecting it to be about what it was? I don't know if you have.
Well, my goal is that it would be better. I can't predict the future. And then, you know, past practice has been to send out a reminder letter. And in all my calls, I've been collecting some more contact information that's more current, and I'm going to use that as well.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.